Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm Perry A., your host for the day, the author of Living Clay, and we're here today to talk about calcium bentonite clay and how it can help your body. So I'm here to answer your questions as well as to talk about clay and bring up some different things. In case we have new listeners, I always like to review what calcium bentonite clay is. It's a volcanic ash, and it's had all the impurities burned out, and the minerals in the clay, 60 or 7 of them, are fused together and make up the clay particle, and they're charged, supercharged with the negative energy. And clay wants to draw the positive, which are the baddies, and it acts with wisdom. It said it has a godlike intelligence. It wants to go to the high concentration of positive bad stuff and clean it out, and it'll stay there until it gets that part cleaned out and then move on to another little pocket. Clay detoxes. It's one of the strongest things clay is known for. When it detoxes, it draws. It can draw through the pores of your skin to pull toxins out, to pull heavy metals out, to pull infection out, to pull radiation out, to pull, when you take it internally, it will pull the pesticides that may be on your foods out, or any radiation on the food. So it captures those things, it holds them, and it carries them out of the body. It doesn't release them. It's like they get locked into the cage that's in between the layers of the clay. The other thing it does is it balances your pH. It's got a 9.7 pH. Most of us are over acidic, and stress causes a lot of that, so we have our share of acidity going on. You know, there's no more need for acid reflux medicine if you have clay. In 3 days, you can throw your pills away that have all these dangerous side effects. The beauty of clay is it's never destroyed anybody's bodily organs. The worst thing you can happen is a detox reaction that is rare. You have to be highly toxic and taking it too fast, and you may have a rash or a headache or be a little lethargic for a few days. In that case, slow down, but keep doing what you're doing and just let your body gradually release and let the toxins out. Another thing clay does is it draws and stimulates. When it's drawing, it's pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface. When it grabs this infection in a wound, it's also bringing oxygen and blood flow up to those cells that have been damaged for repair and healing. So it heals from the inside out. I've seen open wounds literally close just putting a clay poultice on there, and it cleanses it from the down deep and then pulls the sides of the tear of the wound together. It will reduce scar tissue. It's amazing the many things that clay can do. And clay stimulates. It has an electromagnetic energy in it. The minute you take it, it's resonating with the cells of your body. Most of the time when we have disease, there's a blockage of energy. And everybody's talking about sleeping on magnets. Well, just drink a little clay. You get the same effect. It's going to clean your water if you have chlorinated water, put a little clay in it, stir it up, let it sit a little while, and the clay will sift to the bottom. So that's my theory on that. I'm going to go over to the question page and see if we have any questions coming in. Cheryl from Prophetstown, can pregnant women also eat clay? Yes, they can. In fact, pregnant women were probably the ones that educated the world on eating clay. Back in the Aborigine tribes, the women craved clay. This was long, long ago, and they would crave it when they were pregnant. It's like their body said they needed it, and they would eat it. They believed if you rub it on your tummy, it would help turn the baby if the baby was turned the wrong way. I believe taking clay helped slough off the afterbirth. They would put it on their breast to bring down their milk. And my daughter took it when she was pregnant, and she said the Malox didn't do anything for her. She's very short-waisted and would get that indigestion when the baby is pushing up against your stomach. And she said the only way she could have gotten zero for pregnancy was with clay. And I have a very healthy grandson, thank you very much. So yes, you can take clay when you're pregnant. Linda from Kansas City, Perry, does drinking clay water protect you from electromagnetic emissions from computers, cell phones? And if so, how much should you drink every day? I would say it does. I know I've told people if they want to put a little bowl of clay on their desk by their computers to draw some of that energy out. I recommend when you're first starting out to do a cleanse and to drink 2 ounces of clay twice a day. This is the liquid clay, the premixed liquid. And the directions I'm giving are for the brand Living Clay. It's a swelling clay and swells more than other clays. So you would use 2 ounces of the premixed liquid, and you can make a bottle of it. For every 8 ounces of water, you want 1 ounce of clay. And in case you've forgotten fifth grade math, 1 ounce is 2 tablespoons. So for every cup of water, you would use 2 tablespoons of clay, shake it real good, and pour off your 2 ounces from that. Now, I use a 32-ounce jug, so I do my 2 tablespoons times 4. So I have a half a cup of clay into 32 ounces of water. You want to shake it good. Don't ever stir clay when you're mixing it, or it will lump on you like crazy. So shake it real good. Let it sit. Now, the heavier particles are going to shift to the bottom. When you get down to that, just add a little more water to it and go water your plants or your critters. They love it. Your plants will just bloom like crazy. It really gives them a kick start. So there's no need to waste any of the clay. After you've done that for 14 days, that allows you to get rid of the parasites that are in your system. And when you first take it, it may take some parasites out, but the larva may be stuck in there or the little eggs. And so you want to keep taking it for 14 or 21 days to get those out. I recently had a testimonial about that. Let me see if I can find it here. Well, I'll have to look for it. It's in a file here, and I can't remember if I filed it under clay or... I do a lot of clay for it in my, and I know it was for parasites. Let's see. Here it is, parasites and stool. He said, I've used the clay for 1 month. On day 4, there was a lot of mucus in my bowel movement. On day 15, I could not believe what was happening. I glanced down when I flushed, and I thought, what did I eat that looks like that? There were little fat white parasites with lots of little legs, and one had an antenna. There must have been at least 25 or more of them. This happened with 3 bowel movements that day. Each had less of the little guys. I feel so much better as long as I take the clay each day. Food cravings are gone, and I've dropped 10 pounds. So that was her testimonial on getting rid of the parasites and cleaning it out. After you can do that, you can find your maintenance level, which for me, I'll be 75 this month, and I really take more than 2 ounces a day. I take an ounce in the morning and an ounce in the evening, and then before I eat my meals, I go by and I just take a sip. I live by myself, so I just drink out of the bottle. Because I want it in me when I eat, just in case my food has radiation or pesticides, or if I eat fish that has mercury in it, then I'm assured it's not going to go into the body. It's going to be carried out with the feces. So then it won't get stored at the kidney and liver or in workload and can't get through and clean everything out. Now, clay works from an internal area and an external area. And it works to detox the inside of you, what you eat, but clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. So when you've accumulated a buildup of toxins and the kidney and the liver can't get rid of them, they're stored in the soft tissues of your body. And so when you do that, you want to take the clay bath or to put the clay on topically and go outside in the sun, let it dry so it can pull these toxins out through the pores of your skin. Clay baths are very good for that. Okay, I have a question from Carolyn Little Rock. Pap smear positive for HPV and need to be repeated in 6 months. Can clay be used for treatment? If so, how long prior to retest? Well, first of all, I would start drinking it, the 2 ounces, the cleanse, and then find your maintenance level, which may be 1 or 2 ounces a day, or you may want to maintain the 2 ounces twice a day. And I would also mix it in a douche, put 2 ounces of liquid in like a quart of water or a pint of water for a douche to take it vaginally. And I don't know how long. I do know I have people that it's cleared up. I've had Hep C cleared up. And I would start doing it now. And I'm a big proponent of taking clay the rest of your life. I've been taking it for 10 years. Like I say, I'm soon to be, next week, I will be 75. And I don't feel it at all. I have so much energy. My joints don't ache. And it wasn't that way before I started taking clay. I guess when I hit 65 or so, I started feeling the achy joints and being stiff when I'd get up after I sat too long, particularly in a car. And it's just amazing when you don't have that. And so as long as I drink a little clay, all right, I'm good. So I think if you just keep drinking a little clay every day, it's going to benefit you in so many ways, and it'll keep it gone once it gets gone. All right, Kim and Kula, how would you use clay for neuropathy and diabetes? Do you have any success story with respect to that? Yes, I do. I actually have several people who had just drinking the clay internally. They start getting feelings in their feet. Sometimes their feet have been numb so long it's kind of like a burning or a tingling as the circulation comes back. It may hurt a little bit, but keep with it. It's bringing the circulation and the feeling back to the feet, and that's what we want. You can cut down on the amount of it for a little while as you do, but, you know, it's a good sign. It's a sign that it's working. Also, diabetic ulcers, to put it on these diabetic ulcers that won't heal. I had a lady call the other day, and she was facing an amputation on her leg. And she said her leg was so swollen, and it was supposed to be draining. And she said the only drainage I could get was it would drain about as much as the tip of my little finger from the first joint up. And I put the clay on there, and it started pulling all that fluid off, and said it was just pouring off, and the swelling went down in her leg, and the inflammation cleared up, and we stopped another needless amputation. We have quite a few practitioners that treat diabetes along with diet and supplements and the clay, and the clay helps just regulate the body, support the immune system, gets rid of the toxins. We can't function when we're full of toxins. So take it to clean that out. And I have had some, you know, there are a lot of testimonials. If you go to aboutclay.com and click on testimonials, you want to click on clay info, and then up the top it'll say testimonials. And they're sort of in categories there. Diabetes may be under general health, but there's some testimonials there that'll help you. Okay, good question. Emma in Wichita, I heard somewhere that you can wash your fruits and vegetables with clay to remove pesticides and radiation. Is this true? If so, how do you do it? You can, but you know what occurred to me after I told that, and this was after Fukushima and people worry about radiation on their vegetables, you can wash it. Now, if it's a root vegetable, and it's been exposed for a long time, it's going to be harder to come out than the leafy vegetables. So your carrots and your potatoes are not going to detox from that. However, if you drink a little clay before your meals, it's going to get all that. So you can either wash them and, you know, to a quart of water, put 2 ounces of the liquid clay, wash it over your vegetables, stir them around in it, let them dry. You want to kind of leave it in there a little while and just float it around on them, just wash them good. Set it on a paper towel to dry and take your water and go water your plants or give it to your critters. They love it too. All right. Good questions here. Let me see what else we have. Any new questions coming in? Okay, looks like we're caught up on questions for the moment. I'm going to go over to the phone lines. Does anybody on the phone have a question they'd like to ask or comment they'd like to make? If you do, if you will press star 2, it will signal me and I can open your line and you can ask me any questions you have. So press star 2 on your phone to open a line and ask a question. This is summertime, and, you know, we're outside a lot. We're camping, get mosquito bites, insect bites. Take your clay with you. If you're camping and you're swimming in a river or creek, you want to drink some clay just to keep the water out. I had a kid that goes to Mexico kayaking, and they took their water with them, but they forgot about being in the stream and the kayaks turning over and swallowing some of the water, and they got a little bit of Montezuma's revenge the year that they took bottled water, but they didn't take clay because they weren't counting on the pollution in the water. So the next year they took their clay with them, and they all came back just fine. So it's a good thing to take with you. Particularly if you're eating fish that you catch for some of these rivers, that the pollution in the river may be questionable. Just drink clay before you eat your fish, and don't worry about it. The clay will take care of it. Well, I don't see anybody with a question to ask yet. Let me check back with the clay questions. Nobody's there. Well, I'm going to discuss some testimonials. And like I say, the clay baths, I want to explain to you the value of clay baths, particularly in the summertime. I took it to the beach, and we saved somebody that got bit by a jellyfish. And also, a lot of kids in our group just got out there and got the sun and didn't use their sunscreen. So we had them all walking around with clay on them to soothe the heat and take the inflammation and the heat out of their sores, their sunburn. So it's great on sunburn. We exercise a lot. Sometimes we get sore, take a clay bath and soak, and it will take the soreness out in 10 to 15 minutes. I promise you. I've experienced that myself. Clay baths relax you. I recommend you take them at night because you're going to sleep like a baby. It's going to be detoxing toxins in you. Now, you don't see them come out in the bath water. You can feel your leg, and it'll feel a little slick, and it'll go back to feeling like skin. And then later again, you rub your hand down it. You want to keep the clay and the water circulating while you're in a clay bath. And you want to take a good one-cup clay bath. If you know you're dealing with heavy metals and you've really got a lot of bad stuff going on, go ahead and use a two-cup clay bath. And the easiest way to mix it is in a blender. You want to get all the lumps out before you put it in the bathtub so that it won't, you know, it'll be good for the drain. Now, if there are no lumps in it, clay will actually clean your pipes and your drains. So it'll get a lot of that buildup of algae and stuff and pull it out. So you can put, it in a blender, and you want about a 1-to-5 ratio. It's going to be a little thick, but you're going to pour it in the bathtub. Rinse your blender out, get all the clay out of it. And before you get in the tub, wash your blender blades. You don't want to leave clay on those metal blades or it'll rust them. Another way is when my grandson comes over, I keep a 32-ounce jug of clay on my cabinets. The Living Clay Company is now making it in a new size, 32-ounce, and I love it. And that's a half a cup of clay. So when he comes and he wants a clay bath for children, you don't have to fill the bathtub as full, so a half a cup bath works for them. After I gave him the first one, when he comes over now, he asks for a clay bath. It calms them. We've used it on children with autism. They are immediately calmer. They make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. I had a father tell me the other day his son was 7 years old and had not spoken a word. And he started him on the clay, and 6 months later, now he's not only talking, he's telling jokes, and he said, I can't thank you enough. So I don't know how it works with them other than relaxing and opening the flow of energy, but it does. They make more eye contact, they're calmer, and they become more verbal. And the parents notice these things while they're in the first clay bath. So what happens with just in minutes, they start noticing a difference. So imagine what it's doing for your body to take a clay bath in the summer, particularly if you jog and you're athletic after you come in from a run. Take a clay bath. Oh, very refreshing. And it will take the heavy metals out as well as the soreness. All right, let me go back and see if there are any more questions coming in. Rosemary in Austin. Perry, I'm wondering how clay can help with polycystic breast and the prevention of breast cancer, which runs in my family. Well, Polly, in that case, I would take the clay mask, the mud, the consistency of sour cream or chocolate pudding. You mix with living clay, you mix one part clay to three parts water. With other clays, you use one part clay and one part water, and you let it set up in that mud, and then rub it over your breast. And you can put a thin coat on at night and just sleep with it on, let it dry and sleep with it on. If you know you have some cysts in there and you can feel them, I would put the clay thickly over those areas, maybe cover it with some saran wrap, and you can get Glad Press and seal it sticky on one side, cut you a square the size you need, and put it on thick and put that over it, and that'll keep the clay from getting on your clothes. You can wear your bra and you can take it to work, wear it at work. Leave it on, change it 2 or 3 times a day if you can. When you get home, put a fresh one on, and it should dissolve those cysts. And I definitely think it would help. And I'm going to recommend drinking the clay as well. You just, you know, if your problem is you don't like the taste of it and it's a little earthy, it basically has no taste. But you can put it, my grandson takes it in apple juice, you can put it in a smoothie, you can put it in your coffee, you can put it in applesauce. There are just a lot of ways to camouflage it and take it, so there's no excuse for not taking it because you don't like the taste. Just get creative and camouflage it. All right, that's a great question. And, you know, drinking the clay and applying it topically, I think that will help the women in your family quite a bit. Ginger from Center Point, Iowa. I believe you mentioned putting clay in the microwave to warm it. Being microwaves decreases the nutritive value of foods, including the minerals. Now, wait a minute. I've never mentioned putting clay in a microwave to warm it. I would never do that. I would put the clay in a Ziploc bag, the hydrated clay, and float it in a pan of hot water. And it will warm rather quickly. But no, I would not recommend putting it in the microwave. And clay isn't a food. It has no nutritional value. It acts as a detoxing agent and a catalyst, and it will act with the body to help create something the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain through enzymatic action, that the particles of the clay can act with the body through enzymes and make what it's missing. Now that sounds a little far-fetched. It's called biotransmutation. I'm trying to read the rest of your question. Will the microwave have a detrimental effect on the living clay? I know it absorbs radiation, but I would appreciate knowing what you think about this. I pray you have a very happy birthday and many, many more, full of excitement, health, and much joy. Thank you, Ginger. I'm glad I read the rest of your message. I appreciate that very much, and that's my goal, too. No, I wouldn't use it in a microwave. Now, some people, if you have a crock pot, you might want to put it in a crock pot if you're doing a large amount, maybe for a foot soak, and you can put it in a crock pot and heat it. You just don't want it in contact with metal. So I would suggest, and, you know, I do have people who can't get in and out of bathtubs, and they get a tub and fill it with the clay water and stick their feet in there. And if you can mix it without water that first time and stick your feet in there and leave it in there, leave them in there for an hour or so, a couple of times a day, you're going to be detoxing through your feet. And I've had people said they can feel their energy coming back and they're feeling better just getting rid of the toxins that way. There was something else. Again, the crock pot would be a good way to reheat that and reuse it because clay has so much space, surface space with negative ions that you would have to be so toxic. Now, there are some people when they get out, the clay takes on a different texture. It's gooey, it's tar-like, that they're so toxic it's pulling stuff out. I've had smokers who say the clay turns brown. If you're that toxic, then I would not reuse the clay. One lady said her husband worked for a chemical plant. Her son worked for a chemical plant. And the first clay bath, it had turned to goo. And it had fumes. She said that burned her eyes. She had to put glasses on and rubber gloves to clean it out of the bathtub. Because he was so toxic, it pulled so much stuff out. And so, in that case, I wouldn't reuse the clay. But if it's not changing your clay in color or texture, I would go ahead, you could use it two or three times. The surface area in clay, in 1 gram of clay, which is a little over a teaspoon, I believe, would cover a fourth of a football field if you laid the little layers of clay out. They're like business cards stacked on top of each other. If you lay them out side by side, it would cover a fourth of a football field. That's a large surface area for holding toxins. So, yes, you can reuse that. I have another lady that she and her husband both take clay baths, and they alternate on who gets in the tub first. And then they both take their clay baths with the same bath. It's so strong, you're not going to use it all up. And when you apply it topically to a wound or a sore or a rash, when you go to wash it off, you notice some of the clay doesn't want to let go. And just leave it there. It's got a charge on. It's working, and it doesn't want to let go. When it gets full, it will release and fall off. So just put some more clay on it and let it keep working. Very good question there. Thank you. All right, let me go back and see if we have any more questions coming in. That's about time. I do have some very interesting testimonials, and I'll use up our last section here with some of these. Let me get over to them. Here's one. It's Tacosa arteritis, which is a hardening of the arteries, inflammation, brittle arteries. And she said, my daughter has been on clay now for 2 months. She has a rare disease called Takayasu, T-A-K-A-Y-A-S-U, arthritis. It's not arthritis. The H is not there. It's arthritis. Her arteries are inflamed and brittle all over her body. She's been declared in remission after 1 month on clay, and we are praying for continued remission. Thank you for the great help you give, and it's such a blessing. See why I do this? I just get so many good comments. Let's see what else we have here. Kind of hard getting from one page to another. Okay, we were talking about the clay foot bath. This one cleared up a man's psoriasis. I've used the poultice on my diabetic husband's legs as he has had psoriasis, but that has almost totally cleared up. We soak his feet in a deep bucket of clay. We do this twice a week, and I would love for him to soak in a tub, but he just cannot get in and out of it anymore. So, there's your option, soak your feet if you can't get in and out of the bathtub. Okay, I'm still looking for some other ones. Well, I think that's about it for now. Oh, here's one, an interesting one. For women, PMS and allergies improve. My 28-year-old daughter, who is in graduate school, is using the scrub and face cream and, of course, drinking the clay. PMS symptoms are minimal. She's always suffered terribly with them. She has lived her life with allergies. She now has very few, if any, symptoms of these anymore. You know, it doesn't work on all allergies. Some allergies are blood-borne. Some allergies are picked up from the environment. The environmental allergies, it tends to work on better. And it may take months of taking the clay to notice. And I did notice that my allergies were better. I need a sip of clay right now because I've got a little drainage and cough in my throat. But it looks like our time is up for today. It's been a joy being with you. Let me go back and look one more time and see if we have any more questions out there. Sometimes I hang up. Oh, we do. Every time I take the clay, I have to pee right away. Why is that? I don't know. I don't have that experience, but I have. If you have excess fluid that doesn't need to be there, it might be, stimulating that. I know it draws fluid off of a swollen ankle or something, or a broken wrist that's swollen. You put the clay on there, and it pulls the liquid out. I haven't had that experience, and no one's ever told me they have. Are you losing weight? And do you have excess fluid? Do you have edema? I'd like to ask you that. Ginger for center point. I put living clay on my trays that the dentist gave me because I was grinding my teeth while I slept. Is putting the powder in them better than putting the mud to remineralize the teeth? Thanks again. I apologize that I misunderstood the warming of clay. God bless you. No problem with the misunderstanding. I'm just glad you said it so you could clarify it for a whole lot of us that may not have known. I think to help remineralize your teeth, if you'd put the hydrated clay, the trays are going to hold it pretty much in place. If you're not using the little mouthpiece guards, I would packet the dry powder in your mouth, because if you try to put the hydrated clay in there, it's just going to slide down your throat and you're just going to swallow it. So you put the dry powder, it mixes with the saliva and it sticks against your gum and teeth, and it will hold it in there during the nighttime. I put it all around my teeth between my cheek and gums. a couple of times a month just to keep my gums cleaned out and to tighten those gums back to the teeth, bring the blood flow and the oxygen to the surface, and let healing begin. So that's a good idea. I think you can try it either way. If it stays in there, I would use the clay mud. If it tends to all slip out pretty quick, I think I would fix the mud and make it thicker, so it's denser and not, you know, you can make it almost like modeling clay and push it up in there. And maybe one part clay to one part water with the living clay, and get the thick clay and pack it in there. Good idea, good idea. All right. Well, let's see if we have anything else here. Looks like we're done on the questions for now, and we're out of time, 6 minutes over. So we started out today listening to music. We had a little Texas two-step. So I'm wishing you a good two-step in your step today, and pick up your energy, get some clay and take it, and go out there and two-step through life and enjoy your week and your weekend. Thank you for listening in, and I look forward to having you on next time. This is Perrier signing out.